KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Cigarettes. So they're really into concern about potentially harmful ingredients to kids, and they've outlawed certain food dyes. Other countries make colorful cereals with natural dyes instead of artificial dyes. Food industry advocates have protested efforts to ban the additives. I'm reading here from an article in The Guardian, UK newspaper, citing what they say is a lack of proof that the chemicals are harmful to people, and arguing such laws will raise food prices, God forbid. The National Confectioners Association said that the measures will make food significantly more expensive for and significantly less accessible to people in the states that pass them. So, you know, we don't want more expensive, colorful M&Ms. We love our food dyes. You know, so we're going to make them more affordable to people so they can consume more. But supporters of the measure say that the MAHA movement is giving fresh momentum to their efforts. And RFK Jr. has long warned about chemical additives in food, and he's vowed in his confirmation hearing before Congress to scrutinize the chemical additives in our food supply. And so even before big government action is enacted, states are already out there. In Virginia, lawmakers recently passed a bill that bans seven food dyes from public schools with strong bipartisan support. And New York lawmakers similarly have launched an effort to force food companies to eliminate synthetic dyes and chemical additives from their products. So it's going to happen. Less popular are things around vaccines. This is a real hot-button issue. And there's a headline here from... it's a journal for physician's assistants. I wrote for that journal for a while, so I still have a subscription to Clinical Advisor. NIH cuts funding for studies on vaccine hesitancy and acceptance. So a popular theme for studies over the past few years that were government-funded was how to overcome vaccine hesitancy. And they say... the National Institutes of Health is cutting or canceling more than 40 grants focused on vaccine hesitancy and ways to increase vaccine acceptance. Experts warn the funding cuts come at a critical time. The U.S. has reported 222 measles cases across 12 states this year, with vaccination rates among kindergartners declining since 2019. And one child has died from measles. Another death is under investigation. So they link these stories. They say that, you know, we need to do studies on why is it that people out there don't want to take vaccines. And if we could just overcome their resistance to taking vaccines, we could make America healthy again or keep America healthy. And so they're dismayed that the NIH is cutting funding for studies on vaccine hesitancy and acceptance. I've read some of these studies, and most of these studies are saying that, you know, we need better ways of getting information out to people on the safety of vaccines. We need to communicate better. We need to have more opportunities in the media to discuss the benefits of vaccines. Basically, it's a kind of a PR effort to expand the acceptance of vaccines and overcome vaccine resistance. And to some extent, they blame vaccine resistance on folks like RFK Jr. But this whole initiative is premised on the notion that all vaccines are an unalloyed good. But as with any medication, you know, there's been marvelous, incredible medical innovations in the 20th and 21st centuries, things that have been life-saving and have increased our quality of life and health span, and that's all to the good. But does that mean that we have to uncritically accept all medication without examining the potential downsides of even medications that were previously approved as safe? You know, we need to do post-marketing studies and what's happening 10, 15, 20 years from now when millions of people have been taking GLP-1 drugs like Zepbound and Ozempic. I mean, is it, we got to be vigilant about the potential hazards. The same thing with vaccines. Or put it another way, what if we were to fund a study, say the government decided that everybody should be taking supplements. Everybody should be taking supplements. This becomes a government policy. Under some tyrannical regime headed up by Trump and RFK Jr., they want to make every American take vitamins and supplements. But some Americans say, I don't want to take vitamins and supplements. I don't really believe in them. I'm not sure they're that helpful. I'm just going to eat regular food and try and stay healthy with that. So what if we were to fund a study on supplement hesitancy? Let's flip the script. Would that be appropriate when there are questions about, are supplements right for everyone? Is every supplement under the sun an unalloyed benefit to every man, woman, and child in the United States? I don't think that would fly. But also, think about this. What's the main reason for vaccine hesitancy? Is it because of RFK Jr. and his Children's Health Defense and people like Dr. Mercola who've been talking about the adverse effects of vaccine? Is it because of disinformation or misinformation? The main reason for vaccine hesitancy, especially now, is because of COVID and all the bad information that was given out with great assuredness and mandates that were based on wrong assumptions, masking mandates, distancing mandates, vaccine mandates, where they assured us that they knew what they were talking about. And then it turns out, in retrospect, not so much. So people have lost confidence in the health establishment. And so if you really want to get people to start taking vaccines again, it's not about studies on vaccine hesitancy and acceptance. It's about restoring America's confidence in the medical establishment and the vaccine industry by fully investigating and discussing potential downsides, as well as fully exploring the benefits of all the vaccines that we're currently using. So merely to cast some element of doubt about certain vaccines under certain circumstances for certain populations, is that going to cause Americans to reject vaccines en masse? In fact, I think it would restore confidence. And that's, I think, what we're talking about here is transparency. And here's another thing that they criticize RFK Jr. on, is you're talking about vaccines, and you said, with the measles, these kids should be taking vitamin A. So the whole thing got turned around like he's suggesting they don't take vaccines and they just should take vitamin A. It's like, no, that's not what he said. He didn't talk about that people should stop taking the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella, but he said that if they were to come down with measles, not a bad idea to take vitamin A. And in fact, vitamin A deficiency is a recognized risk factor for severe measles. And the World Health Organization has long recommended vitamin A treatment of children with measles. Since 1987, they've been doing this. And a whopping amount of vitamin A. They say that, in general, you got to be careful with vitamin A. You shouldn't give kids enormous levels of vitamin A day in and day out. But a treatment dose, they say 200,000 IUs of vitamin A for children greater than 1 year of age and 100,000 IUs for infants twice, two doses, was found to reduce measles mortality by 62%. And so they say these results support the current recommendation that two doses of vitamin A be offered to children with measles. So if God forbid, and this is going to be a rarity, but there's still going to be some breakthrough because some of it is vaccine hesitancy, people unvaccinated, and some of it is, in some cases, the vaccine doesn't take. The vaccine is very effective, 85, 95 or more percent effective, but sometimes in unhealthy kids, their immune system does not respond to it. They still get the measles. There's a breakthrough. These results support the current recommendation that two doses of vitamin A be offered to children with measles. So, RFK Jr. is, in effect, correct and is actually citing the much maligned World Health Organization for his recommendation that if you get measles, take vitamin A. It's not the end-all and be-all for prevention. It's not a substitute for the vaccine, but it is a measure that will help increase the efficacy of the vaccine to reduce symptoms or prevent an infection entirely. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. It's a mystery. It's been suggested, and it kind of looks that way, that President Trump has lost a substantial amount of weight, maybe up to 30 pounds, starting with his presidential campaign, culminating in recent days. And shedding light on the mystery is a comment by RFK Jr. during an interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity, where they were having lunch at a fast food place called Steak and Shake in Florida, who, by the way, they're going to be using beef tallow instead of seed oils to make it to substitute for the omega-6 oils and the seed oils, which is a swap that Kennedy's been promoting for health purposes. So what RFK Jr. said is that he still eats a lot of junk. He knows from being with Trump that he still eats a lot of junk. But what he notices when he eats a burger, he throws away the bun, and he's on a lower carb diet. He's listening to Melania and staying away from the dessert cart at Mar-a-Lago. And he's also been extremely active. He's running around like crazy, campaigning, very vigorous campaign, playing golf, and maybe just a little bit of reduction in the carbohydrates is responsible for his loss of up to 30 pounds. So there you have it. Maybe that's just, you don't even have to eat that healthy. Just avoid excess carbs. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Even with America's youngest needing more support, government funding for programs that benefit them is falling short. That's according to the analysis, Babies in the Budget 2024, which finds that the share of federal spending on children ages 0 to 3 has dropped for the third straight year. First, Focus on Children and the National Collaborative for Infants and Toddlers urge the nation to do more to make life better for babies, toddlers, and families. Learn more at firstfocus.org.
When it comes to what's best for your baby, it's natural to want to know everything. And prenatal genetic screening can give you many insights before your baby is even born. A new educational website called No More Sooner features real-life patient stories to explain the benefits of reproductive and prenatal genetic testing and to also dispel common myths. It lists where to get screened and helps parents-to-be better manage their pregnancies. Visit KNOWMoreSooner.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Friends, active duty, retired, is it really seriously look at the VA home loan program? I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening to the political playing field in the United States? From the big push to major investigations. From Con Air to paying attention in Ukraine. All on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. We'll take one of those recorded questions momentarily. But I actually learn a lot sometimes, not from medical journals, but from law periodicals. And here's an example. I actually learned about this via an ad on TV. The ad was something to the effect of, if you've taken Depo-Provera and suffered a brain tumor, please call 1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARDS or something like that. And it was an ad for a class action suit that's based on studies that show a linkage between the use of synthetic progesterone and an increased incidence of a certain type of brain tumor, which is called a meningioma. Now, fortunately, a meningioma is not a malignant brain tumor, but if unchecked, it can cause a lot of brain damage because it's a space-occupying lesion, and it can compress the brain, it can damage the optic nerve, and it's sometimes discovered when people develop visual problems or headaches or various types of coordination problems, and it can be treated. And I found it surprising during my years of practice how many women especially suffered from meningiomas. I don't think I ever saw a man with a meningioma. So there's something about hormones and meningioma. It's often treated with a surgery. Sometimes it can be zapped with some kind of radiation or some sort of high-intensity, high-frequency sound waves, the various ways to treat it. And the good news is that it doesn't come back. And it also affects the spinal cord. So recently, two papers, The Guardian and the U.S. News, reported on a French study, which was only announced last year, that found an increased risk of brain and spinal cord tumors to be associated with prolonged Depo-Provera use. Now, Depo-Provera is a synthetic progesterone. This does not occur with natural progesterone. And more these days when we're using things for hormone replacement therapy, we use natural estrogen and natural micronized progesterone, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And more gynecologists, primary care doctors are recognizing this. Depo-Provera is a lousy drug. In fact, it's medroxyprogesterone is often used as a way of increasing appetite in folks who are losing too much weight, people with what's called cancer cachexia, which is just wasting away. They'll give them medroxyprogesterone, or they used to do that early in my medical career. So it increases appetite, no question. It can cause weight gain, headache, mood changes, common side effects, nervousness, depression, irritability, breast tenderness, and reduced interest in sex. And acne. Acne is one of the side effects of Depo-Progesterone. It's used sometimes as a contraceptive shot for women who don't want to bother with taking the birth control pill every day. And especially this is used in poor women. Women who perhaps they couldn't be relied upon to take the pill daily. So they would just give them a shot of Depo-Provera. It would make them hungry and fat and pre-diabetic and give them a lousy mood, kill their sex drive. But, hey, it did alleviate pregnancy. So now they're saying that the hormone could increase the risk of meningiomas, and they're out to collect names of women who've been taking it, either as part of birth control or for other particular reasons. And big study, 18,000 women in France underwent surgery for meningiomas. It found that by taking Depo-Provera, there was approximately a 5.6-fold increase in the risk of intracranial meningiomas. Wow. So that's a real signal that cannot be avoided in terms of risk. All right, folks, do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, part of it has to do with what's called the mitochondrial theory of aging. If your mitochondria wear out, you're done. NT Factor Lipids is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells and targets the mitochondria. NT Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes, and they've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, which is one of the primary causes of biological aging. NT Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, for example, chronic fatigue and post-Lyme and long COVID, or those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. get 20% off either size of NT-Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of Added-In Energy. Patented energy with NT-Factor is what I carry along when I travel. It's a nice-tasting, pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer, which delivers NT-Factor without using a powder that you have to add to food or put in a blender, which is what I do routinely. Just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, to ask for the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. It's a great offer to introduce you to the benefits of NT-Factor. Okay, 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's take that call.
It seems that I developed histamine intolerance, and I'm not able to take any sort of medicines or whatever. I really don't know which way to go from here.
Okay. So this is something that is kind of a popular vogue diagnosis these days as part of functional medicine or integrative medicine. And it means that you're not just allergic to one thing, you know, like somebody's allergic to pollen or somebody's allergic to dairy or to wheat, but it's a state of immune system activation, sometimes referred to as mast cell activation syndrome, abbreviated MCAS, which means that you become kind of a human pincushion and you're allergic to the world. And so the solution is not to eliminate the things, all the things that you're allergic to. It's to reduce your susceptibility to making lots of histamine. And we know that antihistamines combat allergy. If you're making too much histamine, you're very allergic. So what can you do? Well, it's a kind of a process. And I would refer you to some of the podcasts we've done with Dr. Tanya Dempsey. She also is very generous with her resources. You can Google Tanya Dempsey. And she talks a little bit about what you can do. You could be on a low histamine food diet. There's foods that provoke histamine reactions in general. So that's a first step. You could work on fixing your microbiome, addressing the mix of bacteria in your intestinal tract. Sometimes probiotics backfire in people with histamine intolerance. So you've got to be careful. Fermented food, which is generally good for people, not good for people with histamine intolerance. You can take things that block histamine to some extent, like quercetin, luteolin, which is something found in celery, is also a good allergy blocker. I guess celery juice would be a good thing to consider drinking or get a luteolin product. And you could also take something called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is a product that's available. You can get it at Bullscript, drhoffmanstore.com. But it's a complicated kind of issue, and that's why I suggest you work with an integrative practitioner to address it, because it can be dicey and complicated. Other factors include methylation, and sometimes the proper use of B vitamins can help to support patients who have MCAS. And then there's medications. There's a case for using medications to calm things down for a while your system does a reset. So there you have it. I think that there's definitely there's a protocol, but it's a multifaceted protocol. It's not a matter of just taking, you know, one or two supplements. That can help, but you need a comprehensive approach. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's
Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's Wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
There's a real need and demand for such experience. So Carrot is ranked in top 10 within the social category, and this foundation allows us to build a trusted marketplace that's also easy to use because you're interacting with people within your own community. And it's not uncommon in Carrot to sell your items and have them picked up within a few hours because everyone's so close by.
More on how selling is super easy tomorrow. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Even with America's youngest needing more support, government funding for programs that benefit them is falling short. That's according to the analysis, Babies in the Budget 2024, which finds that the share of federal spending on children ages 0 to 3 has dropped for the third straight year. First, Focus on Children and the National Collaborative for Infants and Toddlers urge the nation to do more to make life better for babies, toddlers, and families. Learn more at firstfocus.org.
When it comes to what's best for your baby, it's natural to want to know everything. And prenatal genetic screening can give you many insights before your baby is even born. A new educational website called Know More Sooner features real-life patient stories to explain the benefits of reproductive and prenatal genetic testing and to also dispel common myths. It lists where to get screened and helps parents-to-be better manage their pregnancies. Visit knowmoresooner.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And we've got a call, 877-726-8255. Gets you right into the doctor's office, and let's hear what that is
about. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been listening to you since I'm in my 20s, and I'm in my 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe it. Anyway, my problem is I have neuropathy in both legs. I do have back issues. I guess I'll go for an MRI. I've had this feeling for a long time, but it suddenly has gotten really worse, and I'm scared. I don't want to end up in a wheelchair. I do use a nutrition doctor, so if you tell me what to do or what to get, I can get it from her or get it from you. I trust you explicitly. Thank you for all your years of knowledge and service. You're the best.
Well, that's very kind, but you're aging me slightly. I think I've been doing the program since 1988, so I guess it's conceivable that if you are in your, you started listening in your late 20s and now you're in your early 70s, yeah, maybe it's possible that you start listening to me in your 20s. So anyway, neuropathy. Okay, so a multifaceted problem, and you need a diagnosis. So it could be any number of things. It could even be a vitamin or mineral deficiency, especially B12 is something that plays a role in neuropathy. It could be an autoimmune form of neuropathy that attacks the nerves. But if you've got back problems, it is a little more likely that it is something called spondylolisthesis, which is compression of the nerves, or spinal stenosis. Which is a compression of the spinal cord and the outlets, like the sciatic nerve, that lead down to your extremities. So you need to see a neurologist. Neurologist is the right person to work this up. They can do conduction studies on your peripheral nerves. They can do an MRI of your brain. I mean, it could be a brain problem, too. I mean, multiple sclerosis sometimes manifests as neuropathy. So you need a complete workup to figure out what's causing the problem, and just taking supplements, you know, might help, but without a firm diagnosis, it's unclear. Supplements that help neuropathy include acetyl-L-carnitine, of course, B12, sometimes even injectable B12, a high doses of vitamin B1 in the form of benfotiamine. These are some of the things that can be helpful, and you know, certainly neuropathy can occur if you have diabetes. But you don't report diabetes, but unbeknownst to some people, they've got borderline or elevated blood sugar that can slowly cause damage to the nerves. So these are things that need to be worked up. And what I would suggest is, you know, this should be part one of your inquiry with me, is go get a complete workup with a neurologist and get the results and find out what's going on, clarify it. And then come back and present your case. That may take, you know, a couple of months before all is said and done, before you get an appointment or all the tests are performed, results are in. And then we can figure out how to specifically pinpoint the cause of your neuropathy. Yes, I think there are ways to address neuropathy with supplements, and I've helped a lot of people with, say, alpha-lipoic acid is another one that is helpful for diabetic neuropathy. But without a proper diagnosis, there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to the right kind of supplements. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your kind words. But do get a complete workup to figure out what's going on. Unless I'm missing something, I don't think this has been fully explored. This item, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. That's cannabidiol. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences, who are makers of award-winning CBD products, have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD options that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or say you need a little peace and calm. You don't need to take CBD to use Plus Health's Peace Gummies, which are a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, to support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness that you might experience if you take something stronger. And if you're on a journey toward optimal health, the Reshape capsules are a great innovative blend packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off, not just on these products, but on all their products. Their entire product line is 30% off. If you go to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection, but also browse their collection of other products like the topical CBD products that are, I've got a bit of a stiff neck and I'm using CBD cream with great help for a sore, stiff neck. I did a little, I kind of overdid it in the gym this week and in the pool, and I'm experiencing some delayed onset muscle soreness. Topical CBD cream is great for that. All right. A couple of items here. Firefighters are exposed to a lot of chemicals, right? And they often come down with horrible maladies, including brain tumors. And we're certainly seeing that in the Ground Zero workers, survivors of the immediate aftermath of 9/11 who went on the pile and inhaled toxic fumes from the smoldering wreckage. Researchers compared genetic samples from tumors from 17 firefighters with tumors of 18 people who had never been firefighters. These are after their brain tumors had been surgically removed. And they found mutations that had a signature that was unique to firefighters. The highest signal of the signature was seen among people who had possibly been exposed to type of fume called haloalkenes, which can also be inhaled if you're a painter or a mechanic. And so clear evidence that exposure to toxins is prompting a higher incidence of brain cancer. Also, this item, microplastics could be fueling antibiotic resistance. Microplastics ubiquitous in our drinking water and in our foods, and also, according to a recent study, may hike the risk for antibiotic resistance. 4.95 million deaths associated with antimicrobial resistant infections each year, and high levels of microplastics may increase that risk. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. Email your questions to questions@drhoffman.net. or call 877-726-8255 to record your questions. Check out drhoffman.com for everything related to intelligent medicine. We've got podcasts, we've got a newsletter. Check them out at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a great weekend.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your body's natural detoxification, glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products. Plus, they support essential methylation, promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, and glucuronidation, a natural process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening to the political playing field in the United States? From the big push to major investigations. From Con Air to paying attention in Ukraine. All on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Iran denies aiding Yemen's Houthis after the United States launched a wave of airstrikes against the terrorist. President Trump warns that Tehran will be held fully accountable for the Houthis' actions. The Houthis have repeatedly targeted international commercial shipping in the Red Sea and launched missiles and drones at Israel and American warships. Secretary of State Marco Rubio agrees with President Trump's policies.
After attending a meeting of G7 allies that was overshadowed by tariffs and other Donald Trump trade policies, Rubio insisted that tariffs are not a hostile move against American allies. He said they're about making trade fair. The Secretary of State met with his G7 counterparts in Canada, a country that has been targeted by the president. The allies used their meeting to voice disapproval of the escalating trade war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also, it's townhall.com. Tornadoes and high winds have decimated homes, wiped out schools, and tossed vehicles around like toys as a monster storm claimed the lives of at least 37 people across the central and southern U.S. Authorities fear the death toll could rise as search teams comb through the rubble. In Wayne County, Missouri, resident Dakota Henderson.
I had chainsaw through the driver's side window cutting trees. But where there was some people that was trapped in this house that's over here, they were trapped. We ended up getting his wife out that was trapped. We got her out. They like said, we got Mike out. Then after we got most people accounted for that was here and got them all up to the earth home that was up here that the guy was helping out. We ended up going through and cutting a bunch of trees out of the road to get EMS and fire department down here.
Be advised, the next time you get a call about a medical appointment, you may not be talking to a person. Hospitals and clinics increasingly using AI assistants to handle scheduling and patient questionnaires. Nursing unions are now pushing back against the trend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention. If you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, I'm a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick believes Democrats are hurting themselves by pushing back against the kind of reforms President Trump is bringing to Washington.
I literally don't understand what's happening with the Democratic Party, but these are 80-20 issues. The border is an 80-20 issue. Biological men competing in women's sports, that's an 80-20 issue.
He adds the left just doesn't get it.
Cutting back the cost of government and getting our budget under control for future generations, for my kids, for your kids, that's an 80-20 issue. So the Democrats have sort of lost the pulse of the American people. They've been hijacked by the 20% of their progressive extreme left.
Senator McCormick spoke with Salem Radio Network. A delivery driver wins $50 million in a lawsuit after being seriously burned when a Starbucks drink, a cup of coffee, spilled in his lap at a California drive-thru. They say the lid was not secure. News and analysis at townhall.com. A SpaceX capsule docks at the International Space Station, delivering the replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will show the new crew the details of the space station and then head back to planet Earth.
Wilmore and Williams expected to be gone just a week when they launched on Boeing's first astronaut flight last June. but the Starliner capsule had so many problems that NASA insisted it come back empty. Wilmore and Williams will return to Earth aboard the SpaceX capsule. They've both spent 9 months in space.
Andrew Stewart reporting. More major corporations are dropping diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that promote the queer, trans agenda and racism. Uber's one of the latest. The ride-hailing service has removed the DEI section from its 2024 annual report filed last month. Parent company of Jack Daniel's Bourbon says it will no longer take part in the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index. More.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Shasta College Horticultural Department will hold its 54th annual spring plant sale on Friday, April 11th and Saturday, April 12th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm to raise money for student projects, scholarships, and various student activities. For those who are unable to attend in person, starting on April 15th, plants can be ordered online and picked up at the Shasta College Farm after the sale. For more information about the sale, contact Lamone Waite at 530-242-2210.
Is and just not have to deal with everything and move. Did he move to some senior care community, or did he downsize into maybe a senior friendly apartment, or what did he end up doing?
In this situation, he was just going to an apartment.
Okay.
Because he just wanted a smaller living arrangement that he did not have to take care of all the maintenance and repairs and those issues.
And so he didn't, he just wanted a lifestyle change where he wanted out from underneath the burden, frankly, of owning a house.
Correct. And that way he could focus on his health and hopefully getting better instead of worrying about taking care of a house that he really didn't necessarily care about at this point in his life.
Yep. And so did you end up cleaning out all of his stuff? So I assume he took the things that he needed or wanted, and did he leave the rest of it? So you helped kind of with all of the quote-unquote stuff in the house as well?
That's correct. We took care of the stuff that he didn't care about. When I meet with people, they usually say, well, we'll have to get a dumpster and we'll have to take care of all these things that we don't want to or can't move with us and that we can't donate or give away because charities are sometimes very picky on the things that they will take,
yep,
even if we want to give things to the charity. And it's always a relief when we tell them whatever you can't take or donate, just leave it. We'll take care of it. And you can kind of see the relief on their face of, oh, I don't have to deal with that now.
Yeah.
I can just deal with the things that I need to or want to focus on to get to that next stage in life.
Well, I'll tell you, so I wish I would have known about you about 25 years ago. So, it was actually in 2003, and my grandparents had passed away. And so my mom and I and my brothers, mainly my mom and I, but my brothers did help out. But we had to go over to their house and kind of go through everything. And when you said you've got to get a dumpster, that just brought back a little bit of a nightmare. So we rented the giant dumpster that's as big as, I don't know, half a semi-trailer. I mean, you know, one of those great big huge ones is probably about 4 or 5 feet deep. We filled two of them because, and God bless him, my grandpa, I don't know if I'd call him a hoarder, but he was definitely moving in that direction. So if something was on sale and a good deal, even if he didn't need it, he would buy five of them instead of one of them. And so they just had tons of just stuff. And so we tried to figure out what we wanted to sell, and we had to kind of sift through, you know, just what's junk and we're going to throw away. And again, a lot of it was junk. If I would have known you, I would have said, here, if you can do all of that, God bless you, take it over. It would have saved us, dozens of hours of time. And frankly, that was also really hard for us to go through their stuff, to be honest with you. So that would have been a great benefit to know. And so I'm hoping that this is connecting with some of the listeners who may be in a similar situation.
We deal with that often, health-related issues where a person maybe has waited too long, or this situation, he waited long enough, but he knew that he had to make a change. And so we certainly deal with people that if they're understandably, I want to be in my home as long as I can be.
Yep.
And I think the statistic is 80 or 90% of seniors want to stay in their home as long as possible. And that's a great thing to do, to be comfortable in your own home. Unfortunately, at some point, most people usually need to do something to make to make a move somewhere. And so we deal with that situation often, work with adult children quite a bit when they are called in to help a parent or loved one to make that move. And especially if the adult child is coming in from out of area or out of town and they're leaving their immediate family behind to help a parent, that's when those individuals often really value our benefits, that they don't have to worry about getting contractors and all of the other services lined up to take care of the real estate. they can just hand that off to us. We take care of all the details with the property, and they can focus on getting the parent to a better living arrangement.
Yeah, that is so valuable, and I was just recalling that whole situation, and Grandma said, you know, hang on to the house. You never know, we might be able to come home. And at that time, we really didn't know if they could come home or not. I would have probably thought maybe not, but we didn't know for sure. So I said, absolutely. We kind of shut the house down, minimal utilities, all of those sort of things, and then over time, it became very apparent that they were not going to be able to come home. But during that time, a gutter fell off. There was a porch problem. There was a new leak in the roof. I think a squirrel got somehow into the attic. I mean, all kinds of stuff happened to the house when it sat vacant. And I swear the house somehow knows it's vacant. And so, I don't know, it just felt like none of these things happened when they lived there. And then the second they move, all of a sudden all these things start happening. So your service is just so valuable.
And we see that time and time again, that what I tell anybody is, you know, a vacant house does not get better with age.
It does not.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And especially if a person is not in the home or somebody isn't in the home for, I believe, 30 days, then check with your insurance company, because your insurance may not be valid after that point if the house sits empty or vacant past that 30 days. But check with your insurance agent to see what kind of policy you need in that situation if you want to keep the house, just in case you can come back into the property.
Is it possible to get homeowners insurance for a vacant house, or is it some other? What's the situation with that?
You can get vacant house insurance, because my company, when we purchase a house, we'll get vacant house insurance, but it's typically three or four times the cost of if you're living in the home.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. If this is catching your attention, okay, and I know this is resonating with so many people, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. You could go online at homedownsizing.com or call 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The typical realtor fee is 6%. Is that statement true or false?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty. but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Typical for a seller when they sell a property to pay out between 5% and 7% total commissions to real estate agents. And the way that's typically broken down is about half to what's called the listing side, the agent that is your seller's agent, and about half that to the buyer's agent, the agent that brings you a buyer, because there's typically always a buyer's agent involved. And then those commissions are broken down between the agent themselves and their broker, where their license, where the real estate license is hung or employed, you might say.
Okay.
And so you have almost four components or four pieces to that listing commission. With the lawsuits last year, they've tried to, I think the intent was to be more transparent with where the buyer's commission came from.
Okay.
Because it typically came from the seller, where when the seller would list a property and sell a property, that 5 to 7% would include both sides of the commission for the selling side and the buyer's agent. Now the intent was to try and be more transparent with that to let the buyer see where that came from. And I don't know, personally speaking, my opinion, I don't know that it's helped a whole lot.
Okay.
Because what I have run into, my company, when we sell a property, of course, we interact with buyer's agents at that point. And even there's a couple of different trains of thought. You can still offer a buyer's agent a commission if they bring a buyer. The other thought process is if we just advertise we're not paying anything, then it's all negotiable.
Okay.
So some buyers will have their agent present an offer but ask for their agent's commission. and then it's all negotiable. On the other hand, we can advertise as a seller, we're paying a certain percentage to the buyer's agent to bring a buyer to us. The downside of some of that, and you will never hear people admit to this, but what I've been told in one market that my company works in, when we offered, when I said, well, I want to offer to pay a buyer's agent 2%, my agent said, if we do that, you're likely not to get all the buyers, potential buyers, into your house as you could. Because some agents will not show your house for less than 2.5% or 3%.
Okay.
They won't tell you that.
Yep.
It just won't happen. And so it's I don't want to go too far down that road
because
most listeners are probably bored with that conversation already. But my point, I guess, in bringing this up is if you're a seller or a buyer, you definitely want to have a conversation if you're going to work with agents as to what the compensation is, who's paying the compensation, and if that compensation is being, if that agent is being compensated by both sides of the transaction. So that you know how much you're paying for the house or how much you're selling the house for and exactly how that compensation is broken out. So just be very aware of that.
It sounds a little messy.
It's, again, the lawsuit was meant to try and clarify things and make more and put more transparency in the transaction. But yes, I think it's more complicated now than what it was before. And again, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Well, it sounds right. And so it sounds like it was good intentions of transparency, but in reality, it's turned into maybe a little more difficult than what it was envisioned to be, I guess.
Correct. It's good intention. Reality, maybe something else.
Yep. Okay. Again, if that's getting your attention like it is mine, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions online at homedownsizing.com, or you could give a call at the toll-free number 855-291-5005. And Ben, it sounds like you worked with another recent client that had a pretty good story as far as relative to how you were able to help them as well.
Correct. One other situation, and I've ran into this a number of times in the last 28 years, but the situation was the parents had moved out of their nice home and were moved into a motorhome full-time and were traveling full-time and allowed the adult child to move into their house. And for however these things happen, after several years, the house was in disrepair, to put it politely.
Yep.
The child had trashed their house.
Oh, boy.
And so
I've heard this story before. Well, not this one, but I mean, similar stories.
Yeah. Like I said, I've run into this a number of different times.
Yep. Okay.
Where the parents are trying to do a favor for their adult children to maybe help them out if they needed a little bit of help for a short amount of time. What would have, the intent would have been a short amount of time. And
it all goes south.
And the best intentions, again, bad results.
Yeah.
And so the parents decided finally, okay, before this house gets any worse and we lose more value in the house, I'm sorry, child, adult child, you need to leave.
Yep.
We need to sell the house. And in this circumstance, the homeowner, the parent, called me, talked to him about the situation. And he even said, you know, my other son is saying that I'm going down the bad road of dealing with one of you cash home buyers and I'm not going to get near enough for my house of what I should.
Mm-hmm.
But when we broke the numbers out and he confirmed that he thought our numbers were pretty accurate, what it was going to take to get the house up to its best condition, what the value, potential value of the house was. And he basically said, you know, for X number of dollars, I don't have to worry about the hassle of this. I don't have to worry about being coming back from my family, where I'm at, to manage contractors, to find contractors, to manage all this stuff that has to be done.
Yep.
And so is X number of dollars worth the worry of all that? He decided it wasn't.
Okay.
And so he decided just to go ahead and sell the house, be done with it, and go back to Arizona where it's warm.
Yeah. So, amen.
In that situation, In that situation, again, he decided that the value of our benefits were enough value. That's the route that he took.
Okay. And so if that is getting your attention, and as we've discussed several times on the program before, this is a great solution, a great fit for a lot of folks. It's not the one, it's not a great fit for everyone. And so Ben will tell you that. He'll say, you know, this is probably your best opportunity. This is your second best opportunity. He'll tell you if it's the best fit for you or not. And then you make the decision. And so check with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks for coming in today. Excellent information as always.
Thank you for the opportunity, Steve. Have a great day.
We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears a little bit. And, you know, if you've listened to the program for any time at all, and so many people of you are repeat listeners, and it's not must-see TV, but it's must-tune-in and must-listen appointment radio. So thank you so much for that. But I have been getting the same question, I don't even know how many times, very recently, and the same one just over and over and over again. And so and the part that, if you know me, you know this, if I keep getting the same question over and over and over in a very short period of time, I get that little nudge to say, well, maybe I need to talk about that on Senior Care Live. So this is one of those times, and here's the question. Can you move from one senior care community to another? And, of course, that answer is yes. It's a very loud, of course you can. Yes, yeah, you can move. You can move anywhere you want at any time you want to, period. Now we get into some of the mechanics of it. Another question which usually comes right after that is, how long of a notice do you have to give? And a lot of people are under the impression that, you know, are we locked into like a one-year lease? Kind of comparing that to maybe an apartment lease or something like that. And again, the answer that no, the answer is no on that, for sure. So a couple of situations here. If you live at the assisted living level of care, so you're in an assisted living apartment, all that is required is a 30-day notice. That's it. You're not required to give a 60 or a 90 or a 6-month or a 12-month notice at all. All it is a 30-day notice. Very simple. Easy peasy. Okay, so what if you live at the long-term care level of care? So you're in a nursing home. At that level, there isn't even a 30-day notice or requirement at all. You're just there literally on a day-to-day basis. And guess what? Guess what the billing is? That's why you'll hear we're $280 a day. We're $345 a day because it's literally billed on a daily basis. So you can move tomorrow if you want to from long-term care, and that's it. You can live here today and live there tomorrow. Now, it gets a little more complicated as everything is relative to a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community. So let's say you sold your house, you downsized, you moved into a continuing care retirement community, and you're living in a really nice independent living apartment. And then the whole goal, the whole process is to age in place. If you need a little bit of help later on, you move to assisted living. If you need more help than that, you move to long-term care. Never have to change the community or your address. You're with the same organization all the way through. So you have that continuity of care. Well, if you've moved into independent living at a CCRC, it could be a little more complicated. So, two different scenarios. If it's the independent living apartment that is a rental only business model, rental only meaning you just pay for what you need as you go. There's no there is not a large upfront entrance fee, okay? In that scenario, you just give a 30-day notice and you can move. Very, very simple. Where it gets a little more complicated is if you moved into a continuing care retirement community with an entrance fee. If it's an entrance fee community, meaning you wrote a six-figure check, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $700,000, then you need to look at your contract. And I'm not going to go through all of the different types of contracts, but I will comment on the most common contract is a 90% refundable agreement. So if you have a 90% refundable agreement, you can move out, move anywhere you want to, and they will return 90% of that entrance fee. So if you wrote a $500,000 check, the refund amount is 90% of that, or $450,000. But here's the catch on that one. There's a little catch. Most people do not know this. So on your last day, you move out. You say, hey, thanks for the memories. It's great. We're going to move to a different state or whatever the case may be. You hand them your keys to your apartment. They do not hand you a check that day. You will get your 90% refunded amount when they resell your apartment. And there's going to be a little bit of a time gap in there. There could be a long gap, potentially. So they have to go in. They have to refurbish the apartment, clean the carpets, paint the walls, patch the holes, all that stuff, maybe replace carpet. If it's time for that apartment to be flipped and a new appliance package installed, maybe take out the laminate countertops and put in hard surface countertops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even if it's a quick flip, it may take them 30, 60, 90, 180 days to resell that apartment. And then someone else moves in, they write them a check for $500,000, and then you get your $450,000 back. That's how that one works. But again, if you are at the assisted living level of care, all that is required to move is a 30-day notice. If you're in the long-term care level of care, there is not a 30-day requirement or notice required at all. You can move any time you want to. All right, so I remember receiving several calls over the years saying that, you know, I'm afraid to move my mom because of fear of retaliation from staff. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they said, well, we've been complaining quite a lot because is the care there is just absolutely awful. Okay, but we're afraid to, you know, threaten to move because I think they'll be even worse. We feel like there will be some retaliation from the staff. And they say, you know, if they know that we're wanting to move, they're going to treat mom even worse than they already do. I'm like, run, don't walk, and get out of there. And oh, by the way, if that's what's happening, get her out of there, move her somewhere else, and then, frankly, I would report that to the state. That hotline. I talked about that. Was it last week or the week before I gave out the hotline numbers? If you need that number, give me a call. I have the ones in Kansas and Missouri that I had shared. All states have a hotline number to report abuse, neglect, and exploitation. All right. So, again, if you're concerned about that, just give us a call. And we've received a ton of calls over all of the years to find another option, a better option. We will work with you to search out all of our other options And then you can move your loved one to another place where there will not be the opportunity for that retaliation. And if you're concerned about something as bad as retaliation and even worse treatment from the staff, let me ask you just a simple question. Why are you still there? Why? Hey, life's too short. There's no reason to be taking that. Take control of the situation and move. And again, if this is happening, you should, again, first of all, move your loved one, then hotline them, because if it's happening to you or your loved one, unfortunately, it's happening to other people. And that should not be happening. It's unforgivable. If you need help searching your options, even if you or your loved one, even if you're living at a place and maybe you're just not that impressed, or maybe it's way worse than that, and you're like, oh my gosh, this was a terrible move. We had to grab it. We just had to pick a place and hope it worked out. Well, it's not working out. If you want to explore other options, and we will highly likely find you a much better fit, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, and we can help you with that. You can also visit online, seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up after the break, I'll share some more information about how to move from one community to another.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
YSL Beauty has launched a striking new film that challenges the way we perceive love and relationships by exposing warning signs of abuse. At first, the film mirrors timeless and unexpected codes of luxury advertisement and enchanting romance set in Paris. But beneath the surface, subtle red flags emerge, revealing a more unsettling reality. With one in three women experiencing intimate partner violence, the film is a call to recognize these hidden dangers and push for healthier portrayals of love. Manon Ergen from YSL Beauty shares more about what the brand hopes to achieve with this film.
Too often, controlling our abusive behaviors are mistaken for love, and the signs can be easily missed. That's why this film was created, to expose the red flags hidden in plain sight and challenge the way we romanticize unhealthy relationships across society. This campaign forces us to look closer at the behaviors we've been conditioned to accept as normal. It's a call to action. To learn more, visit the It's On Us website, our U.S. NGO partner.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening to the political playing field in the United States? From the big push to major investigations. From Con Air to paying attention in Ukraine. All on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. So I'm talking about just a very frequently asked question here recently, especially. Can you move from one place to another? Are you just stuck there? And what's all involved? And do I have to give a notice? Are we required to stay there for a year? You know, all of these things that I just talked about for a little bit on the last segment. So here is a really good question. And most folks just do not understand this one. What if you live in a long-term care community, that nursing home level of care? And remember, just a few minutes ago, I said, hey, you can move, you can live there today and move somewhere else and live somewhere else tomorrow. There's no 30-day notice required. They bill on a daily basis, and boom, there you go. But what if you're living there and you have qualified for Medicaid? Can you move, or are you stuck with that place forever? And that's a good question. I've had that question as well. Well, Steve, since I'm on Medicaid, I just have to stay there, right? No, you don't. Again, you can move anytime you want to move. And no, you are not stuck there forever, period. But there is just a little bit of a catch with that situation. If you're living in a Medicaid-certified long-term care community, and you are qualified for Medicaid, and Medicaid is currently paying the majority of your costs to live there, you can move to another place, but you must move to another Medicaid-certified community, and that community must be in the state you're qualified in. So, for example, if you live in long-term care in the state of Kansas, where I live, you must move to another place in the state of Kansas that is also Medicaid certified. So easy peasy, right? No, it's no problem. But you can't move from a Medicaid certified long-term care community into a private pay long-term care community that is not Medicaid certified, because they would require you to pay out of pocket because they don't deal with Medicaid. Does that make sense? Now, if so, in the Kansas City area, and I know a lot of other areas are sitting on the border of state lines. So Kansas City straddles the state line. Part of it is on the Kansas side. Part of it is on the Missouri side. So in that example, if you want to move across the state line from Kansas to Missouri, you would have to reapply for Medicaid in that state. Unfortunately, there is not a reciprocity rule from one state to the other, which it sure seems like we ought to be able to get that one worked out. I guess it hasn't risen to the level of being important enough to be a priority, but it seems silly. I mean, if you're living in Kansas, you could walk across state line. it's called State Line Road. You can move, 100 feet to the east, and you're in the state of Missouri, and that Medicaid does not follow you there. You would have to start completely over and apply for and get approved for Medicaid. Seems silly. But if you're living in Kansas, you can move anywhere in Kansas as long as it's Medicaid-certified community. Medicaid pays this place today. You move somewhere else, they'll pay that place beginning tomorrow. So it's very, very simple. So you are not stuck there, and if you need help, call me, and we can look at some other options and get you into something that's probably a better fit. And, oh, my gosh, I've had so many calls from people, and I'm not going to go off on this. This just kind of dawned on me. So many calls from people who were, just kind of in a hurry, and they needed to move along, and they worked with one of these free referral services, and they just picked a place pretty quick. And, well, let's see, it's free, and it's fast, and blah, blah, blah. And then they moved in, and then they had some buyer's remorse. They're like, oh, my gosh, this was not good. We should have taken a little bit of time. We really should have done our homework. And so they'll call me, and they'll say, hey, we made a mistake, and we need you to fix it. And I'm like, yep, let's do that. Let's do that, and let's look for some other options. We help people all the time in that kind of a situation. So remember, you're not stuck. And we can help you. And I remember a couple of years ago, I received a phone call from a lady, and she was complaining really, really loudly about how terrible the care was for her mother at this particular place, long-term care community that she was living in. And she said, the only good thing about this place was it's just a few minutes away from the house. So it's very convenient to stop by and visit. So we discussed how senior care consulting could help her to find some better options to consider and then get her moved, one of these much better options. But they would be just a little further away from where she lived. Not too much further, but just a little bit. And maybe another, 5 minutes to 10 minutes. So ultimately, this lady chose to leave her mother in a terrible place that she complained of providing terrible care, all because she did not want to be inconvenienced to drive another 5 to 10 minutes further away. All I could do at that point is just shake my head. I'm just like, I will never understand that kind of thinking. Well, no, I think I'll just leave her there because it's just really convenient for me to stop by. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, you do not fit the mold of a senior care consulting client. Senior care consulting clients want the very best. They want to do their very best to find the right place and the right fit and the best place available. So the question is, for this lady, I mean, how far are you willing to drive to get the best care for your mom? And evidently, hers was no further away than about 2 or 3 minutes. Okay, well, good luck. Good luck with that. I feel very sorry for your mom. So the process is very simple. Give us a call at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We offer a placement service with integrity. We Yeah, for a free consultation, we'll visit with you, learn about your situation. If we can help, we'll tell you exactly how the process works. And if this sounds like a good fit for you, we'll move forward, schedule a time to get together. We conduct a geriatric care assessment. Essentially, it's a nice conversation with you to just gather a lot of details. It helps us develop a detailed description of exactly what it is that you need. We research the entire marketplace, identify our top options. We set up tours of these places. We gather a lot of information, ask questions that most of our clients would never know to ask, and provide a report so that you can make an informed decision. If that is resonating with you, again, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. 37 people have died in a rash of violent weather in the Midwest and South.
Violent tornadoes along with high winds took out homes and other buildings across the central and southern U.S. in Wayne County, Missouri. Dakota Henderson helped save people.
He was trapped in that bedroom, only room standing left of this house. She was trapped in it. We got her out the window, got her up to the earth home that's up the road. And we were helping other people. We found a few bodies that was out in the field, a few deceased people.
The weather pattern also causing deadly dust storms and icy weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says it continues moving across the country.
The main threat is damaging winds, but there is the potential for a spin-up of a tornado or two.
Warnings and watches are in effect as the storm moves to the eastern seaboard. I'm Julie Walker.
A mission to bring two stranded astronauts back to Earth has docked at the International Space Station. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore were scheduled to be on board ISS for about a week last summer, but their Boeing Starliner spacecraft deemed them safe. It's been reported the Biden administration would not allow Elon Musk SpaceX to retrieve the two for political reasons. President Trump signs into law legislation funding the government.
A major victory for President Trump. The Saturday signing put an end to the threat of a partial government shutdown. It also capped off a struggle in Congress that deeply divided Democrats. The bill largely keeps government funding at levels set during Joe Biden's presidency, though with some changes. It trims non-defense spending by about $13 billion from the previous year and increases defense spending by about $6 billion. The Senate cleared the legislation on Friday with a 54-46 party line vote. Bob Hagner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
An American influencer issues an apology after snatching a baby wombat from its mother in Australia.
American influencer Sam Jones sparked outrage when she posted a video of her on the side of the road at night in Australia snatching a baby wombat from its mother.
I caught a baby wombat!
It even sparked outrage from Australia Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
To take a baby wombat from its mother and clearly causing distress from the mother It's just an outrage.
Jones says she returned the baby to its mother, but she says she's truly sorry for the distress I have caused. I'm Donna Warder.
Better Business Bureau warning the public to beware of scammers this tax season. The latest scam involves a text claiming to be the IRS, advising the recipient they qualify for a $1,400 check as part of the economic impact payment rebate. It also contains a link, but do not click on it. News and analysis at townhall.com. A man's awarded $50 million in a lawsuit after being burned by a Starbucks drink.
A Los Angeles County jury finding in favor of Michael Garcia. He underwent skin grafts after a hot tea spilled after he collected it at a drive-thru in February of 2020. His lawsuit says a Starbucks employee did not wedge the scalding hot tea firmly enough into a takeout tray. Starbucks says it does sympathize with Garcia, but of course plans to appeal. Jason Walker reporting.
Construction company has been awarded roughly $70 million by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to expand the wall on the southern border. California-based Granite Construction Company has been contracted to build 7 more miles of the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border in Hidalgo County, Texas. The contract was announced by Border Patrol on Saturday, saying its goal is to close critical openings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
They get a lot of exercise, and so they're much less prone to cancer than rodents fed experimentally a high-fat diet, which is, incidentally, highly caloric. So it's not per se the fat, it's just that fat is a calorie bomb, makes them obese, and obesity, we know, is associated with cancer in both experimental animals and humans. They say, however, that when the mice also experienced social isolation stress, they developed even more advanced lesions in their pancreas. Social isolation stress, loneliness, yeah, that's a form of stress. I mean, you can deliver electric shocks to animals, that's a form of stress. Another way to induce stress is to isolate the animals, because animals, like humans, are very social, and social isolation produces higher levels of stress hormones. Specifically, they found that the social isolation had a stronger impact on cancer development in female mice, and they theorized that maybe that has something to do with the way that women react to stress, possibly influenced by estrogen, and maybe women have a more sensitive nervous system, you know, like female rats. And thus, that may make them more susceptible to stress-related cancer risks. So they say the findings suggest that stress hormones and obesity-related hormones activate key cancer-promoting pathways, thus accelerating the onset of pancreatic cancer. Unfortunately, they suggest a drug solution, that we ought to give people with cancer beta blockers to block the effects of stress. So they figured out a way to advocate for the use of a pharmaceutical drug to deal with stress when there's so many better natural ways to deal with stress. But this is something that dates back a long time to the very beginning of my medical career and before, when folks like Norman Cousins talked about the relationship between stress and the immune system. If you'll recall, Norman Cousins was a guy who himself became very sick. I don't forget what kind of malady he had, but some severe, challenging, mysterious condition, and he was going downhill, and he said, look, just bring me comedy tapes. In those days, they, you know, had tapes instead of YouTube or things like that. And so he sat in his hospital room and laughed, and wrote a book about how the effects of relaxation and laughter lifted his immune system and helped him overcome his challenging condition when no other pharmaceutical interventions could relieve it. And so this is the basis of a science called psychoneuroimmunology. There's thousands and thousands of studies in this realm showing how stress and depression and anxiety can hinder the effects of the immune system to protect the body. And in fact, there was a previous notion of what was called the cancer personality. The cancer personality was in contrast to the type A personality, a striver, a hard-driving, aggressive person, more prone to cardiovascular disease, right? The type B personality, the repressed person, the person who stuffed their anger and maybe suffered from depression, was the type B personality more prone to cancer? Well, unfortunately, there's a problem with this, and that is that cancer really sucks. And getting cancer is a terrible life experience. And so, in a misguided effort to empower patients, to liberate them from their negative thoughts, in an effort to cure their cancer, could add to the burden of guilt and self-reproach that these people experience. Cancer patients, to some extent, are stigmatized. Like, oh my goodness, what did I do wrong? I got cancer. Bad enough to get cancer, but to take responsibility for your bad thoughts, which may have occasioned the development of aberrant cells within your organs, that's a serious stigma and burden for cancer patients to bear. And in fact, it was the subject of a very, very famous essay back in 1978. This is when I was beginning my medical career. I was actually about to enter medical school. In 1978, Susan Sontag, a famous essayist, wrote Illness as Metaphor. A cancer patient herself, when she was writing the book, Sontag showed how the myths surrounding certain illnesses, especially cancer, actually add to the suffering and burden of patients. And so she sought to attack these pseudoscientific notions surrounding cancer. Yes, there is psychoneuroimmunology. Yes, your immune system is affected by your mind. But she claimed that cancer is simply a disease. It's not a curse, not a punishment. It's not an embarrassment. It's not something for which you need to take responsibility for. And in my opinion, that was a good tonic to the notion that you brought this cancer on yourself. We don't want to say this to cancer patients. On the other hand, we can't ignore the impact that stress has on cancer. In fact, it's been shown that chronic stress can suppress the immune system's ability to fight off cancer. Stress can lead to chronic inflammation. Stress can even, according to some experiments, alter what is called the tumor microenvironment, the area around the tumor, making it more hospitable for cancer growth and invasion and metastasis. And then, of course, there's the effect of stress that disorganizes people's lives and makes them less likely to follow healthy behaviors. They may smoke, they may overeat, they may consume more alcohol, they may cease to exercise, which are, of course, risk factors for many cancers. So clearly, there is a place for stress reduction in cancer, especially to help people cope with the terrible emotional burden of having cancer and undergoing therapy and contemplating one's mortality, but also in terms of improving prognosis for cancer. Stress reduction techniques like relaxation training, yoga, meditation, and deep breathing exercises can help to manage stress and are being used in integrative cancer programs. And no, we don't need to give cancer patients beta blockers. I'm not sure that's the answer. But yes, indeed, there's a relationship. But let's not go overboard and suggest that when you get cancer, it may be because of your bad thoughts. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Empty Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Empty Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. Empty Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy.
therapy. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor Free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer that's portable. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Children's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's the way we get questions. And sometimes these questions are really interesting, prompting me to research areas that I hadn't previously considered. And this is an example of one such theme.
What do you think of the fluoride pineal gland problem?
Okay, it's a very interesting question. And, you know, since I get to hear these before, you know, in contrast to live calls where I kind of have to think off the cuff, I was able to do a little research on this. And so what we know about the pineal gland, and in the ancient tradition of medicine, the pineal gland was thought to be the site of the soul. Or it was thought in some ways to be the third eye, because it's located right in the forehead, in the front part of the brain, and it's responsive to light. In fact, the pineal gland is the major producer of melatonin in the brain. So it responds to light. Light turns off melatonin production. Darkness prompts melatonin production. And so it regulates sleep-wake cycles and circadian rhythm. And so what about fluoride? Well, I hadn't realized this, but there is actually some research that suggests that the pineal gland, because of its high vascular system, it's supplied by the bloodstream outside the blood-brain barrier, so there's no barrier to chemicals that you consume, it can accumulate significant amounts of calcium and fluoride. And actually, there's some research that suggests that fluoride accumulates in the pineal gland, and it may increase pineal gland calcification, which disrupts melatonin production. And indeed, there may be some consequences to this. There was a study that explored whether high exposure to fluoride is associated with changes in sleep patterns in adolescents, and it suggests, indeed, that higher fluoride exposure through drinking water elevated the risk of sleep disturbances in these adolescents who have enough trouble getting to sleep and waking up in the morning. There was a 2021 study that looked at fluoride exposure and sleep duration in a Canadian population. It found that higher fluoride exposure may be associated with changes in sleep patterns. There was an animal study in rats. Those placed on a fluoride-free diet for 4 to 8 weeks experienced a greater increase in their number of pineal gland cells compared with those who consumed fluoridated food and drinking water. So they say that, you know, more research is needed, but interestingly, just this month, the legislature of the state of Utah voted to ban fluoride in municipal water supplies in the state of Utah. The bill is sitting on the governor's desk. It's likely he will not veto the bill. He'll sign the bill. And so Utah may become the first state that has banned fluoride. And there really is a push across the country to roll back on fluoridation of water. It is said that the benefits in terms of tooth decay may be exaggerated. The downsides in terms of fluoride exposure may be underappreciated. And we know from some studies that excessive levels of fluoride may result in IQ deficits in kids. Kids get fluoride in so many ways, from drinking water, from painting their teeth with fluoride in pediatric dental appointments, and from toothpaste that's fluoridated that the kids ultimately don't know how to use. They swallow it because it tastes good. And so fluoride can easily overaccumulate, especially in the brains of sensitive young kids. And so rethinking fluoride, and actually that's one of the cherished beliefs of our current HHS secretary, RFK Jr. He's a fluoride skeptic, and I think we're going to see some changes. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these 3 key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
In the economy and how it affects your wallet.
DOGE is only highlighting the spending problems, but Congress controls the purse strings. Congress needs to follow through and step up to control the spending, or we'll be back where we started.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I picked up that you have to keep your ethics when you're trying to climb your way to the top. Like, I resonated with his story about how he was about to get a promotion and he was told to fire 50 people. I'm impressed by the fact that he stood his ground and decided, no, that's a wrong thing to do, and went on his own way, and eventually hired all those people back. I think that's very impressive.
Absolutely. It's such a great story, right? So tell us a little bit about you.
My two main interests are computer sciences and dance. They both require a lot of work ethic and concentration.
So, George, what do you think of Aliana's hustle?
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. You can see why your phone calls actually prompt some very, very interesting discussions. So we rely on them for our show content and urge you to jot down that number. So anytime during the week, should a question arise for you, you can always call 877-726-8255 and record a question. This week, watching TV, I kept seeing ads for a product called Blink NutriTears by Bausch & Lomb. Bausch & Lomb, big eye company that makes a lot of eye products. They make an arids formula for macular degeneration, zinc, lutein, zeaxanthin, etc., antioxidants. And that is something that has some real plausibility. So I said, what is it about this Blink NutriTears thing? I mean, I imagine, you know, applying some tears to your eyes is going to relieve dry eye. But I realized that in the Blink product lineup, Blink NutriTears is an oral supplement. So I said, wow, that's interesting. But the ad didn't say what was in it, so I looked it up. And here's what's in one soft gel. The directions are to take one soft gel daily in the morning with a full glass of water during a meal. Well, I'm pretty sure that the full glass of water is going to have some benefits in terms of eye hydration, because one of the reasons why people have dry eyes is because they're dehydrated. And I'm not sure if the pill is better than the full glass of water in terms of restoring eye lubrication. Of course, they have eye drops that you can apply directly to your eye. I have no problem with that. Eye lubricant's fine. But what's in one soft gel? I looked at the supplement facts. It contains vitamin D, a little bit, 15 micrograms, very little. That's about 300 international units of vitamin D. So very low. Lutein, 20 milligrams. Well, that's kind of what's in a standard macular degeneration formula. Zeaxanthin, 4 milligrams. That's in their standard macular degeneration formula. And then there's curcuminoids, 200 milligrams, which is also very low compared to a lot of the curcumin supplements, the better supplements that are on the market at places like Fullscript, which is my online dispensary. So I'm thinking, like, why in the heck would they include these ingredients for dry eye? I mean, these are plausible ingredients potentially for macular degeneration, especially lutein and zeaxanthin. Throw in some DHA, maybe, and that's going to be good for the eye. But the other part of the eye, the back of the eye, not the front of the eye where your tears form and your eye needs lubrication. So they say that this is clinically proven, but I don't see the results of any studies that substantiate the benefits of this formula for the eyes, and yet they're doing a big national campaign. I contrast that with other better supplements for dry eyes, and I do believe there's a nutritional component to dry eyes. There's something called Patient One Dry Eye Care. I don't know where it's available. It's not a sponsor, but I'm just talking about it as an example of what is plausible for dry eye. And of course, dry eye is a big problem these days because people stay in indoor environments where it's very dry. They spend hours looking at screens, which tends to have an eye drying effect. Many people wear contact lenses, and there's a lot of pollution. And I also think the dry eye has a lot to do with poor diet. Diets that are low in essential fatty acids, for example, and other nutrients may change the characteristics of the delicate membrane on the cornea of the eye. And, of course, the aging process itself causes a decrease in production of oil and tears, the common cause of dry eyes. Yeah. And medications can dry your eye. Many medications have a drying, desiccating effects. We see a lot of people who have dry, irritated eyes. So here's the ingredients in the Patient One dry eye care formula. Vitamin A, which actually has been shown to protect the surface of the eye. And there's a vitamin A deficiency disease, which occurs in parts of the third world where people don't get enough vitamin A. And it is reliably treated with high doses of vitamin A. Vitamin A helps to protect the cornea. So it's logical to include some vitamin A in a dry eye formula. Vitamin C. Okay, vitamin C generally reduces inflammation, and one of the signs of scurvy, vitamin C deficiency, is problems with the mucous membranes. Vitamin E helps promote healthy tear film function. Don't apply this stuff to your eyes, folks. This is stuff that you can find in nutritional formulas. Zinc. It's important as an antioxidant. And I'm not sure it's going to help dry eye that much, but it certainly should be part of any formula for macular degeneration. It is said that it is a cofactor with vitamin A, and it's highly concentrated in the eye. So it makes sense. All right. But again, for tear production, zinc is not per se a slam dunk. But here's what is. Omega-3 fatty acids, which help stimulate tear production and support a healthy inflammatory response and actually change the composition of the oil-secreting glands in the lower eyelid. You get sebum in the oil-producing glands in the lower eyelid. That's why you get a sty. When one of these little ducts is clogged, the oil can't get out and you get a sty. And so you can change the lipid composition in those oil-producing glands by taking adequate omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Something called alpha-linolenic acid. That's probably the most protective thing, because they've actually done some studies on omega-3 fatty acids for dry eyes. One of the studies, I think, was in New England Journal of Medicine. And just giving omega-3 fatty acids alone did not help dry eyes. So that's EPA, DHA. And it turns out that blackcurrant oil and borage oil and primrose oil are rich in alpha-linolenic acid, which is actually an omega-6 acid. These essential fatty acids have definitely been found to be beneficial in soothing dry eyes. And I think there's a real synergy between the omega-3 and alpha-linolenic acid and omega-6 in alleviating dry eyes. And that's the experiment that New England Journal of Medicine should have done. They kind of said, okay, nutrition doesn't help eyes because, our study struck out. But they should have tested a more complete formula, including some alpha-linolenic acid from blackcurrant oil, or borage oil, or primrose oil. Take your pick. That, I think, is what really can work for dry eye. All right, so anyway, you see those ads for, show me the money on that particular product. I'm not sure it is properly designed to alleviate dry eye. It might help macular degeneration, but that's a different part of the eye, not the back of the eye, not the front of the eye. All right, folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Light Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlightbalance. As you know, they offer a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And this month's theme is natural detoxification. Their detox products include a suite of supplements like glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. And you can find out more about this because I'm doing a specific podcast with Neil Levin from Protocol for Light Balance, who's going to talk about detoxification. And it's an important podcast to listen to because there's so many environmental toxins circulating around. And we can reduce our exposure But one of the ways we can mitigate their effects is by accelerating our body's ability to detoxify and eliminate them. So these products support essential methylation. They promote neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, and something called glucuronidation, which you'll find out about if you listen to the podcast. It's a natural product process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. So for more information to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. And go to drhoffman.com for this. There's a nice article on our website about that. Well, this item, reading the Wall Street Journal, I was happy to see an article by my good colleague Nina Teicholz, a frequent guest and contributor here on Intelligent Medicine. Kudos to her. Her op-ed was accepted by the Wall Street Journal. Meat will make America healthy again. So her point is that current federal guidelines favor plant-based protein in an effort to reduce our intake of saturated fat and cholesterol. And also, as part of a planet health agenda, we want to grow less meat as an agricultural product because it's thought to increase the risk of climate change. And thus, a lot of the policies under federal guidelines discourage meat and animal protein intake in favor of vegetable protein. And her take on that is that she cites, in 2005, federal recommendations dropped from 6 ounces of animal protein a day to 5.5 ounces of any type of protein. And the problem, too, is that they say emphasize vegetable protein, which is less of a complete protein, harder to absorb, and less equivalent to the benefits of lean beef, for example. Lean beef provides 4 ounces of lean beef provides 24 grams of protein with 155 calories. To get the same amount of protein from peanut butter, it would take 6 tablespoons of peanut butter with 500 to 600 calories to match that protein amount. And plus, it's not as complete a protein as you'd get from an animal protein source. So she urges that under the new administration, with RFK Jr., head of HHS, that they should reject suggestions from an expert committee that place an even greater emphasis on plant-based proteins and that they recommend, quote, reducing intakes of red and processed meats. Her contention is that the new administration can ensure that federal dietary guidelines recognize the role of high-quality protein in improving Americans' health. So read that op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, Meat Will Make America Healthy Again by Nina Teicholz, and I've invited her on the program to talk about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, in a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's
Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's Wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And just a reminder that if you're looking for supplements, check out our full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements. And sometimes we mention things that are a little obscure here. You can usually find them on full script. They've got fast free shipping, and it's a safe, secure way of obtaining world-class supplements. 877-726-8255 gets you to record a question that we'll tackle on the weekend program, like today. So let's hear one.
Hello. I am told that coffee is the most chemically treated food. Is that true? You hear nothing about it.
Okay, yeah, that's really a good question. And, you know, as I sip my decaf here, that is good. I don't drink a lot of caffeinated coffee. I don't drink any caffeinated coffee, except maybe if I have like a long drive somewhere late at night. And I use it medicinally to keep me up. Or maybe before like some big athletic event, because if you're caffeine naive, you get a real boost from caffeine. If you're chronically consuming it, not so much. But I drink a lot of decaf, and the concern is that coffee does undergo chemical treatments through its journey, from, you know, these green beans through the roasting and, you know, possibly the decaffeination process. And so ways that coffee are exposed, I'm not sure if coffee is the most highly exposed product, but it's probably up there. First of all, conventional coffee farming, when it's not organic, often involves the use of pesticides and herbicides to control pests and weeds. And some of the chemicals used include glyphosate, yes, Roundup, and things like atrazine, which has been shown to shrink the penises of reptiles in the wild. You get androgynous crocodiles when they're exposed to atrazine in their environments. That's not good. Also, the U.S. standards are relatively lax for levels of pesticides and herbicides in coffee beans compared to other countries. So we're kind of a free fire zone. Many foreign countries where there are less stringent regulations, like Brazil and Vietnam, often rely heavily on them. So they're not even U.S. under U.S. Regulation. And when you make decaf, you often use something called methylene chloride. It's a solvent used in the decaffeination process, although the FDA does mandate that the remaining levels in decaf coffees cannot exceed 10 parts per million. There's other decaffeination methods, including water processing, and that's what I go for. It's a little more expensive, and you know, I find that the coffee tastes quite good, and it doesn't reduce the quality of the coffee. There's roasting of the coffee, and that is said to create some problems, like the creation of acrylamide, okay? So acrylamide is a potentially harmful chemical. In fact, there was a controversy in California when coffee was listed as a potential carcinogen. That caused a big stir. And so there is a concern about coffee, and I guess in the best case, you can avoid coffee, you know, because, you know, that may be the single best way to avoid the potential exposure. The other way to do that is to go for organic coffee, which is grown under more stringent standards, eliminating the use of pesticides and herbicides and chemical treatments. And when using decaf, which I rely on solely, but I guzzle a lot of it. I really drink a lot of it. So if I was exposed to conventional decaf all the time, even if it's just less than 10 parts per million, I'd probably be getting significant exposure to methylene chloride, which is a harmful chemical, potentially a carcinogen. And so I'm not too worried about the acrylamide connection, because I think that that's been overblown as a potential cause of things like cancer. And so I'm down with decaf coffee as long as it's organic and water processed. And boy, one of these things we ought to do is we ought to search out a good quality coffee manufacturer who adheres to those standards and maybe get the word out about how you can mitigate your exposure to chemicals and harmful substances by using higher quality coffee. That's something that I'm going to put on my punch list. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
When it comes to getting the best pics possible out of a camera, imagine getting all the high-end tech, but without that high-end price. That's exactly what you'll get with Nikon's full-frame Z6 III. Chris Ogenek from Nikon explains.
It takes so much technology from our flagship cameras and brings it down into this really popular area of the full-frame market. So the autofocus, wildlife for sports, even things like weddings. In low light scenes, when a bride's walking down the aisle, the camera is able to go in and focus in very, very low light and very accurately.
And video?
We have raw video recording up to 6K 60p recording internally to the actual memory cards themselves. So basically, no matter what type of shooter you are, you're going to find major improvements.
Check out the Nikon Z6 III at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Deadly storms that ravaged much of the South and Midwest are moving east. At least 36 people have been killed. Preliminary reports show that more than 34 of Saturday's storms had tornadoes. That SpaceX capsule is at the International Space Station now, delivering the replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Astronaut Anne McClain said it was a good trip.
Crew 10 has had a great journey up here, about 28 hours to get back up to the space station, and I cannot tell you the immense joy of our crew when we looked out the window and we saw the space station.
And that joy could be seen as they greeted the others. Many hugs during that time. NASA's stuck astronauts welcome the newly arrivals.
Dragging contact and soft capture complete.
And there you heard Dragon has successfully docked to the International Space Station. We have contact and soft capture confirmed.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will be heading back in a few days after being stuck there for months, thanks to SpaceX. Elon Musk says SpaceX will be sending its Starship to Mars by the end of 2026. He says Tesla's humanoid robot Optimus will be on board, and he said if the landings go well, human landings may start probably around 2031. Major election on the way.
The high-stakes race for Wisconsin's Supreme Court has gotten most of the attention leading up to the April 1st election. However, it's not the only issue that voters will be deciding when early voting begins Tuesday. Also on the ballot, a race for the state's top education official. There's also a measure that would place the state's voter ID law into the state constitution. Both of those contests have sharp partisan divisions.
More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, I'm a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Some nurses' unions are fighting back against AI.
Hospitals are increasingly using AI assistants to handle scheduling and even patient questions about surgeries. But some nursing unions are pushing back. Michelle Mahan of National Nurses United says hospitals have been waiting for the moment when they have something that appears to have enough legitimacy to replace nurses. Mahan's group, the largest nursing union in the U.S., has helped organize more than 20 demonstrations at hospitals across the country, pushing for the right to have say in how AI can be used. I'm Donna Water.
ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard stepping away from the band's Elevation tour to focus on his health. According to the band's management, he's temporarily leaving the tour to attend to a health issue and is looking forward to a speedy recovery. The band's longtime drum tech, John Douglas, will fill in for Beard. News and analysis at townhall.com. A bipartisan bill in the Senate is aimed at making sure U.S. tax dollars don't go to support anti-Semitic non-Americans.
What we are making certain is that there are no benefits that are going, no federal benefits that are going to go to people that are illegally entering this country or entering on a visa anyway.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is co-sponsor of the No Immigration Benefits for Hamas Terrorist Act. She applauds President Trump for his vow to capture and deport illegal immigrants who support terror groups.
You have these affiliations and associations for people that are supporting Hamas or supporting these terrorist groups, and they are not in step with U.S. policy. They should be deported.
Senator Blackburn was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Shasta College Horticultural Department will hold its 54th annual spring plant sale on Friday, April 11th and Saturday, April 12th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm to raise money for student projects, scholarships, and various student activities. For those who are unable to attend in person, starting on April 15th, plants can be ordered online and picked up at the Shasta College Farm after the sale. For more information about the sale, contact Lamone Waite at 530-242-2210.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a comedy actor playing it straight in an offering of suspense. And then later it's the finale of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Callicles Matter. Phil Silvers is best known today for his television work, namely playing Sergeant Bilko on a popular 1950s sitcom, but he also did some radio, even on this dramatic series. Listen for the following supporting cast: Frank Lovejoy, Kathy Lewis, Wally Mayer, and Jerry Hausner. It's from April 3rd, 1947.
Yes, Roma wines taste better, because only Roma selects from the world's greatest wine reserves for your pleasure. And now, Roma Wines, R-O-M-A. Roma Wines present Suspense.
Tonight, Roma Wines bring you Mr. Phil Silvers in The Swift Rise of Eddie Albright, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear.
Suspense, radio's outstanding theater of thrills, as Roma Wines bring you Phil Silvers in a remarkable tale of
Suspense.
Up top, please.
Good morning, Mr. Griffin.
Good morning.
Get back in the car, please. Well, good morning, Miss Wainwright.
Hello, Eddie.
Good morning, Mr. Finch. Take it away, Eddie.
That's all, please. Watch the doors, please.
Very well.
Two, please.
Three. Well, that's the way it is with me all day long, see? I got my ups and downs, like they say. But I like it that way, see? Because I'm not going to be doing this forever. I'm not even going to be doing it very much longer at all. Because I got a job as an assistant to Mr. Garvey, the building manager. And the way I handle my car and my customers, I'm going to be a cinch to get it. In fact, I am so much a cinch that I have told Millie that that's what I am already. Millie is the manicurist at the elite barbershop down in Lexington. And 3-4 times a week on my off hour, I jump out of my uniform and into my street clothes and go down there and get a manicure. I sort of got Millie staked out, see? And that's where I am on this day when all this happened. Down there getting a manicure from Millie.
I see that you got real nice hands, though, Mr. Albright. Real swan-gay.
Well, you see, for a man of my position...
But I will also say that you don't really have to have them cared for quite so often.
Oh, that...
I mean, I wouldn't tell that to everyone, but some of my customers, I like to give my very best professional advice, you know?
Well, maybe I...
Just let your hand relax, Mr. Albright.
Yeah. Well, maybe I know that. Maybe I got my reasons.
Mr. Albright, I can't imagine what kind of reasons you'd
Look,
have.
With a guy like me, nobody has to stand on many ceremonies, see? For instance, all my friends call me Eddie.
Really?
Sure, Mr. Garvey and everybody. Just like I call you Millie. That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, well, sure, but me calling a customer, but well, it makes a difference, you know?
Is that all I am? Just another customer? Ooh!
You must hold your hand still, Mr. Albright.
Yeah, sure. But what I mean, just because I hold a slightly higher position than somebody else, that don't make any difference to me. That's my idea of democracy. Everybody is just as good as anybody else. Of course, unless you're a millionaire or something.
Oh, well, what's so special about a millionaire? I got a customer that's a millionaire, and his hands aren't nearly as swan-gay as yours.
Well, what I mean is, I'm not quite in that class. Yes. But I wish you would call me Eddie.
Well, you know, I was thinking about you. Once or twice. I mean, you're quite young to be holding the position of assistant manager of a big building like the Dunbar Building.
Well, I started at the bottom, of course, but there's little tricks in getting to the top, just like in everything else.
Gee, I wished I knew some.
Well, take me, for instance. You know how I got where I am? Remembering names and faces, that's all.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. When I was just merely an elevator operator...
Remembering names? You mean a little thing like that can get you to...
Little thing like that? Listen, how do you suppose Jim Farley got where he is today?
Where is he?
I don't know where he is right now, but that's how he got to be Postmaster General. Just remembering names and faces. Just one little thing, that's all.
Well, I don't know. He must have had some kind of other abilities. I mean, he must have been a bug on stamps or something. Oh, Kevin Sibbett. Look at that cuticle.
Well, maybe one, two little things, but that was the main thing. Now take me, for instance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie, but you got to keep your hands still, you know?
Oh, that's okay, Millie. Forget it. But I was just trying to show you something in the paper. See this picture?
Yeah. Frankie the Nose Maddox, former New York gangster, escaped from Atlanta 6 months ago, believed to be in city. Oh, sure, I saw that this morning.
Yeah, so did I. And when I saw it, I said to myself, Eddie Albright, you've seen this guy somewhere before. And just like that, I remembered.
Oh, well, I bet I could remember an ugly mug like that.
Yeah, but suppose you only seen him 3-4 times, and it was 2-3 years ago, and he was always with a whole lot of other people.
Eddie, you mean you know Frankie Maddox?
No, but I took him up in my car. That was when I was just merely an elevator operator. I took him up 3-4 times. There's a rich guy named Ellinger, lives in a penthouse on top of our building, and I took him up there. And that was 2-3 years ago. But right away I remembered, recalled the face.
Oh, I guess that is pretty good, all right.
Sure, that's the kind of thing that got me where I am.
Yeah, well, some people are lucky, I guess.
Well, I don't know. But some people that are lucky like to share their luck with other people. Never stop to think about that.
Well, I'm quite sure I don't know what you mean.
Well, take you and me, for example.
What?
Maybe we could be lucky together. I mean, maybe you and me could go out to dinner and the theater some night.
Really? Oh, gee, that'd be awful nice.
Well, how about tonight?
Tonight? Well, I don't know. I guess I could make it tonight.
Okay, now where do I meet?
Well, so this is where you spend all your time.
Oh, hello, Alex. Millie, I just remembered something important. I gotta go.
Yeah, but Eddie, I haven't finished
yet. What's your hurry? You might at least introduce the little lady to your boss.
No, don't say that.
Oh, dear. Then you must be Mr. Garvey.
Millie,
I'm sure I'm pleased to meet you.
Mr. Garvey? Say, what's this guy been telling you?
I really don't see what's so funny.
No,
all
it's
I know
not.
Is that Mr. Albright here what? Is Mr. Garvey's personal assistant in the Dunbar building.
Is that what he told
Look,
you?
Look, Alex, can I just...
Oh, Eddie, I'm ashamed. How could you do such a thing to such a cute little lady?
Eddie Albright, you going to sit there and let this man talk to me?
He better sit there because I am his boss.
Millie, look.
I'm cheap starter on the Dunbar elevators, and little Eddie here is operator number 23.
Eddie.
And when I say go, he goes. And when I say stay, he stays.
Millie, no. Look, Millie, I gotta go.
I haven't finished your hand, Mr. Albright.
Oh, Millie, let's not be bitter. Well, goodbye. Well, you can imagine how that made me feel. I felt lower than the third baseman. And what made it worse, it was all true, what I told Millie. I mean, all except the little part about being Mr. Garvey's assistant. But I did remember faces. I was going to get to the top. I was there already, practically. But all I could think of was how I could get even with that starter, that Alex Henderson, without having him fire me. And pretty soon he came back, and I just didn't speak to him. I didn't even look at him. But I can see him grinning all over that ugly puss of his every time he looks at me. And then I see him looking serious and going over to talk to some guys that just came in that I recognize as plainclothes dick. And then they separate and sort of hang around the lobby trying to look as though they aren't there. And I figure I'll bide my time to get to that Alex. So pretty soon I mosey over to where he is.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mr. Albright.
Okay, okay, you had your fun. What are all the dicks doing in the lobby?
Well, now, I wouldn't tell everyone, but of course an important man like you...
Oh, lay off, can't you? What's going on?
They had a tip Frankie Maddox was heading for this building.
Frankie Maddox?
Yeah. Friend of yours?
Well, I know what he looks like. I took him up to the penthouse 3-4 times. 2-3 years ago. I never forget.
Yeah? Who was with him? General MacArthur?
Now, look, I'm not kidding. I'd remember him any place.
Well, why don't you just go over and speak to the lieutenant over there?
Okay, I will.
Get back on your car.
But, Alex...
Get back on your... Well, well, well. Look who's coming in the door. Our girlfriend.
Our girlfriend? Oh, listen, Alex, I can take just...
How do you do, Miss O'Malley?
Oh. Well, I'm quite well, thank you, Mr. Henderson.
Hello, Millie.
I wonder if you could have one of your boys take me up to the penthouse. We got a call at the shop a little while ago from Mr. Ellinger. He wanted a manicure sent up.
Why, sure, Miss O'Malley. The last car there.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Henderson.
Eddie, take the young lady up to the penthouse. Right away. Look sharp.
Millie...
The penthouse, please.
Now, listen, Millie, I can explain all what I
and
said.
And I do not wish to engage in any unnecessary conversation with the help, Mr. Albright.
Oh, Millie, that guy's jealous, that's all. He knows when that job comes up, I'm a cinch for it, and he won't stand a chance. He's just trying to get the knife from me, that's all. And that job is coming up, and I'm going to get it. Any day now, you'll see. Oh, Millie, give me a break. You said yourself it didn't matter even if a guy was a millionaire.
I am a very democratic person, Mr. Albright. I have no objection at all to a man being an elevator operator whatsoever. But I do object to his being a big phony. Mm-hmm. I believe this is my floor. Good day, Mr. Albright.
Millie.
Hold it, bud.
Huh?
You heard him, hold it.
I'm sorry, but you gentlemen can't bring that copper down on this car. You'll have to take the freight elevator.
Shut up.
Now, listen.
Get in there. All right, easy now. Okay, stand it up in that corner.
Well, of course, if you gentlemen insist.
Okay, that'll do it.
Our policy is to give prompt and courteous service to all the occupants of this building.
Okay,
however,
but
the regulations...
Start down.
But it's against regulations.
Start down.
Yes, sir. But it's against regulations to carry furniture in the passenger cars. And a big carpet like that.
Now, what about a big carpet like that?
Well... It's furniture.
Well, what do you know? Sonny boy here thinks this is furniture.
Well, it ain't furniture, you see, Sonny boy.
Well, the regulations
are
specific. Yes, sir. What floor, sir?
The basement.
Yes, sir. Which basement?
You ain't trying to be funny, are you, Sonny boy?
No, sir, but we have three basements in this building.
You all got
like
stairs
to point...
up to the street?
Yeah, they have stairs, but
it isn't. Take us to the first one you come to.
Yes, sir. But the building regulations...
Oh, shut up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, like I say, we believe in giving prompt and courteous service. So I wasn't going to argue with anybody, particularly anybody as big and tough as these two guys look. They wanted to take a carpet to the basement. There was no skin off my knees. It was a big carpet, all right. It was rolled up, and they had it standing in the corner between them. And I glanced at it, just casual-like. And then I saw something that made my skin come up in goosebumps all over. Sticking out of the bottom of that carpet was a pair of feet. Hey, those guys had a dead body in that carpet.
And that's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Well, when I saw those two tough guys had a body rolled up in that carpet, I just stood there at the controls of my car and tried to keep my knees from knocking until we got down to the first basement.
Is this the basement?
Huh?
I'd say, is this the basement?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's lift it easy. All right.
Can I help you?
No, never mind.
You got it?
Okay. Set it down. All right, sonny boy. You can beat it.
Yes, sir.
And, listen, bud.
Yes, sir?
If I was you, I'd forget I ever seen this, carpet. Understand?
Yes, sir. What carpet?
My next carpet!
please.
Well, where you been, Big Shot?
I had to take a tenner down to the basement.
The basement?
Yeah. Somebody from the penthouse wanted to see the super about something.
Oh, I see. I thought you was going to stick around and help the cops catch Maddox when he shows up.
Okay, Alex, you think I'm kidding, but I do know him, what he looks like.
Yeah, with his mug all over the paper, sure. You and a million other people.
I mean what he looks like, for... Since I remember, he's a medium-sized, small guy, about my size.
Oh, a shrimp.
All right, but you wait. If that guy comes into this building, I'll spot him, and I'll...
All right, everybody, all right. Just stand right where you are, please.
That's the lieutenant. It must be Maddox.
Maddox?
Now, there's no danger, folks, no danger. We're just trying to locate somebody.
Say, I gotta go.
You stay here.
I just remember the party up on the 15th floor.
You stay...
Well, see, I figured the cops had everything under control about this Maddox, and there was no use of my button in until they need me. And so I'm sort of getting my breath and going past the ninth floor before I notice the little guy in the car with me. A nice-looking little guy, and he speaks to me real friendly.
What's all the excitement down there?
Oh, well, they think some gangster named Maddox is loose in a building somewhere.
Do they?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a good idea we started up when we did, huh?
Oh, I don't know. Don't worry me none. What floor?
The penthouse, please.
Oh, you're looking for Mr. Ellinger.
That's right.
My girl's up there with him right now.
Your girl?
Yeah, she's a manicurist. Mr. Ellinger sent for her a little while ago for a manicure.
Oh.
Well, here's your floor.
Say, wait a minute before you open those doors. I got a little proposition to make to you.
Proposition?
Yeah, you see, Mr. Ellinger's an old pal of mine. He's a great guy for gags. I haven't seen him for quite a while. I want to pull one on him, see?
Oh, well, yeah, but...
I want to borrow your uniform. If we just swap coats, that's enough. It'll only take a minute, the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't do anything like that. The regulations...
Sure, I know. Would this help?
Oh, no, I couldn't. You see, if... $100?
Sure, with me and Ellinger, it's anything for a gag, and, like I say, it'll only take a minute.
Well, I don't know, but $100?
Oh, here, go on, take it. Now, give me your coat. Here's mine.
Well... You sure it'll only take a minute?
That's right.
Okay. Here you are.
Okay, now let's go. You better come with me, though, so you can get your coat back and go right on down, see?
Yeah, sure. I'll prop the car doors open.
I'm sorry.
Millie!
Eddie Albright, for heaven's sake, now what?
Who is she?
Oh, that's my, that's Millie that I told you about.
Where's Ellinger?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, and I've been waiting quite a while, and if I have to wait much longer...
You sure he's not home?
Well, I should be. And if I have to wait much longer, I'm simply going to have to charge him the full rate anyway. And if you're a friend of his, I wish you'd...
Yeah, sure. I'll fix it for you. We'll come in and wait.
As for you, Mr. Albright, of course it's no business of mine. But if you want to throw away your job and your whole career...
I got my reason.
Come on.
Well...
Yeah, but you said it would only take a minute.
Come on. There's another $100 in it for you when you get your coat back.
$100?
See? I told you.
Your boyfriend and I are just pulling a little gag, miss.
Boyfriend? Are you implicating that this... Well, I must say, someone has given you the wrong kind of impression entirely.
Yeah, okay, but you two could do quite a lot with a couple of $100, couldn't you? Suppose, you wait here in the front room, miss. We'll go on inside. But don't tell Mr. Ellinger we're here. We want to surprise him.
Yes, sir, of course. That's $200.
Listen, I can't wait long, you know.
Yes, sure, I know. In here. Let's go out on the balcony. It's nice up here.
Yeah, I always wanted a penthouse.
You know, with them looking all over for this Maddox, or whatever his name is, they won't miss you for a while.
Yeah, there's that. But boy, I just wish I could lay my hands on that guy.
Oh, Maddox?
Yeah, boy, if I could just capture him single-handed or something.
What's the matter? You got something against the guy?
Oh, no, Mr.
Mason.
No, Mr. Mason, I got nothing against him. But I gotta do something pretty quick.
Fooling around with guys like this Maddox could be a little unhealthy, though, couldn't it?
Yeah, they're bad. But, well, you see, Mr. Mason, I gotta do something for Millie.
Oh. I don't know, she seems like a nice kid. She doesn't seem like the kind who'd expect any crazy grandstand plays from a guy.
Oh, she wouldn't, Mr. Mason. Millie's the top. She's aces. But you see, well, I already made one and it flopped. It was a terrible flop.
Oh, showing off for a dame, huh? Like a little kid.
Yeah, I guess so, Mr. Mason. I guess I made an awful fool out of myself. But, well, now I gotta do something to make up for it.
Listen, Eddie, a dame that's any good, she doesn't expect anything special of a guy. If she does lay off because she's poisoned, take my word for it, I know. Maybe I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't tried to show off for a dame. Just like you. I was a punk kid. I didn't know any better.
Gee, Mr. Mason, I wouldn't say where you are today is so bad. Being able to pass out $100 bills like you do.
Yeah. Well, you get older, you see things a little different sometimes. How'd you come to louse it up with her?
Well, you see, it began by me telling about this job that I got as assistant to Mr. Garvey, the building manager. Only I don't have it yet. And then Alex, he's the starter. He tips her off. And then I'm trying to explain to her when I bring her up here. Only I don't get a chance because these two mugs get in my car with a...
What two mugs?
The two that come from the penthouse here. I guess they're working for Mr. Ellinger, and they got a big rolled-up carpet, and they want to go down to the basement, and I told them the regulations, but, gee, maybe I shouldn't be saying this after what they told me.
What did they tell you?
Well, about the carpet, they said.
Carpet. So that's it.
Well, I guess it's okay to tell you, Mr. Mason, but I was scared. Well, there was a body in that carpet. Gosh, you don't suppose that's why Mr. Ellinger...
Now listen, Eddie, you stay right here, see?
But Mr. Mason, my coat... You...
I'll be back in 2 minutes, kid. Then you'll be all set. The basement, huh?
Yeah, but Mr. Wait, Mr. Mason...
You stay here. If you want your coat back.
Oh.
Well, Mr. Albright, I see your newfound friend has left you holding the bag.
Oh, Millie, I don't know. Everything has gone wrong today.
Well, you can't say that your friends, or those who were your friends, didn't give you fair warning.
You mean you're still my friend?
I didn't say that. Just hope that Mr. Alex Henderson is your friend when you try to explain to him what happened to your uniform coat.
Alex Henderson. Listen, Millie, you don't see anything in that guy, do you? Well, he's just
a
common
starter.
I think
Mr. Henderson is a very high-type gentleman and not a big phony.
Him? Why, he's the worst.
And at least he is not ashamed of his position.
He is, too.
And seeing that he is your superior,
yeah,
I
well,
feel...
he won't be for long. I can tell you that right now.
All right, Maddox, reach.
What?
Don't try to stall him, Max. Get him up.
They got guns.
Maddox, hey, listen, I'm not Maddox.
What do you think you're kidding? We know you've been having a doctor change your face the last 6 months.
And then you think you're going to walk right in here and knock off Ellinger for that 50 grand he took you for. But you were a little late. You know why?
Listen, fellas, you got it wrong. Don't you remember?
I'll tell you why. Because...
And we got tipped off and we got Ellinger out of here in a carpet. How do you like that?
You know who is going to get it? You, Maddox.
Oh, no.
Hey, look. My girl, she fainted.
And she's in luck. Any last words, Maddox?
Wait, listen, I'm not Maddox. I'm the elevator boy.
I never thought I'd see you crawl, Maddox.
Look, don't you remember? I took you down with the carpet to the basement.
Go ahead. I'm getting a big boot out of this.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe he's got something. Come over here, you.
Yes, sir.
Why, I think it is the elevator punk.
That's me, sir. That's right. The elevator punk. That's me.
Shut up. What do you think?
I don't know. What happened to your uniform, punk?
Well, there was a man. He was in my car.
All right, turn around and get it. Maddox!
What happened those next few minutes, I'll never know. I was down on the floor until the shooting stopped, and then it was awful still. And I opened one eye and looked around, and Mr. Mason, only he was Maddox, I recognized him. And the two mugs were lying on the floor, and they weren't moving either. And then I saw Millie lying there, too, and I rushed over to her. And I took her in my arms, and she opened her eyes, so I knew she was all right. So I rushed back to Mr. Maddox to see if I could help him. On account of he was nice to me, whatever he was. But he was dead all right, I guess. And I took the gun out of his hand, and then all of a sudden the room was full of people, cops and Alex Henderson, and even Mr. Garvey, and they were all crowding around me, and everybody was saying something different.
It's Maddox, all right, Chief. He's got identification.
What happened here?
Is that the missing operator, Henderson?
That's right, Mr. Garvey.
Who's the girl?
My officer. He's got a gun in his hand.
Give me that, son.
Yes, sir.
Well. Say, son, you must have been mixed up in this little party yourself, huh? Where'd you get the gun?
Well, Lieutenant...
It's Maddox's gun, isn't it?
That's right, Chief. That's what must have happened. Maddox gunned the two hoods, and then the kid jumped him.
Yeah? Well, that took a lot of courage, son. Is that what happened?
Well, sir, I...
Go ahead, Eddie. Speak up. Don't be afraid.
Oh, no, Mr. Garvey. I'm not afraid. I'm
perfectly... Just tell us what happened, son.
Well, what happened? Yes, sir. That's what happened, all right. What you said. Mr. Maddox made me come in here and change clothes with him. And then those two came in, and Maddox shot them. And then, well, I just sort of overpowered him, and the gun went off, and he was killed.
I know guys on the force wouldn't have dared do that.
Eddie!
Did she see it?
I fainted.
Well, say, young man, you certainly are to be congratulated.
Thanks, Mr. Garvey.
Yes, sir, you're the type of man we need on the Dunbar building staff, which reminds me. There's a position as my personal assistant coming open. I think you could fill it. Come and talk to me about it in the morning.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Garvey.
Oh, Eddie!
Hey, Chief!
Yeah?
Look, Maddox! He's alive!
So he is.
Yeah.
He can talk!
He can talk?
How about it, Maddox? Is that what happened?
What, happened?
The kid here says you gunned the other two, and he overpowered you, and you got it in the struggle for the gun. Is that what happened?
The kid there overpowered me?
Oh.
Yeah, sure. The kid just, overpowered me.
He's gone.
Gosh. The reason I told this, well, Lily and I got married when I got the job of Mr. Garvey, and, well, something pretty important is going to happen pretty soon, and, well, I got to think of what Mr. Maddox said, and I told Lily the whole thing, because I didn't want to have a kid who could ever say his old man was a big phony.
Hello, Eddie. I mean, good morning, Mr. Albright.
Alex?
Car 3, sir? Yeah, take Mr. Albright right up.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I've been watching your work. You're doing grand. Grand. Now, just look alive. Well, shall we go? Up, up, quickly, boy. Up.
Suspense. Presented by Roma Wines. R-O-M-A, Roma. America's favorite wine. This is Truman Bradley bringing back to our microphone the star of tonight's suspense play, Phil Silvers.
And may I add a credit? Phil Silvers is currently being seen in his living room. Thank you. You've been devoted.
Tonight's suspense play was written by Roy Grandy and Robert Richards.
From April 3rd, 1947, the lead performer is most famous for his television work, playing Sergeant Bilko on the 1950s comedy The Phil Silver Show. Now at the time of that suspense radio appearance, though, Silvers was being seen in some supporting roles in a number of films. For example, he was comic Wally Jones in the 1946 musical If I'm Lucky. It starred Vivian Blaine, Perry Como, Harry James, and Carmen Miranda. After his TV show would wrap up, Phil Silvers did some nice work on 1960s films, including a couple with long titles. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum, and it's a mad, 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 mad world. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar in the finale of the five-part storyline, The Callicles Matter. Be right back.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, silly.
Jennifer, are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy's standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. I ease my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 a.m. Only, I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98. That's half price. just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. It used to be that large corporations and the banking industry were prime targets for cybercrime, but not anymore. These days, every organization is at risk, and that's where the experts at RiskAware come in. How do they help? Michael Castro is CEO of RiskAware.
We do it through education and training. We do it for assessments for risk at the threat level. We do readiness reviews, vulnerability scanning, a lot of capabilities that then help us understand what the risk is to that organization and help translate that to the company with the education, the recommendations, and the steps that they need to take in order that those risks are fixed before they're compromised.
Get protected at riskaware.io. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was on our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. Time now for the finale of the Callicles Matter, which originally played out in the spring of 1956. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
David Parsons, did you read the morning paper?
Yep.
It's spread all over them. My son missing. I've had calls from New York all morning long. The business merger's jeopardized, and it's your doing.
Anything else to say?
When I finish with you and your liability company, there won't be enough left to burn for junk.
Mr. Parsons, before you shoot off any more steam, do you want me to give the papers the other half of the story? The one about you arranging for people to impersonate your son and his wife?
Are you threatening me?
I guess I am.
Why, you...
Bye.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Eastern Casualty and Trust Company, Boston, Massachusetts. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Callicles matter. Item 11, 10 cents, one newspaper. I lied to Parsons about seeing the paper. I hadn't seen it at all. But I could guess what had happened when they got hold of the story that a prominent broker had been missing some 14 days. It was all there, spread over the front page. I waited a couple of hours before I took old man Parsons on again.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
You should have given this matter to the police in the first place.
I gave it to a detective agency. And what do you mean by firing them?
Oh, they were just spending your money.
And you're losing it for me with all this in the paper.
I'm still trying to find your son, Mr. Parsons, remember?
You aren't going to find him here.
Something's come up. Maybe you can explain it. The DA's office impounded the books yesterday. $5,000 was withdrawn from your son's personal account.
What do I have to explain about that?
Wait. It was taken out the morning he disappeared. Do you have any idea why he'd withdraw a sum of money that size?
No. Do you?
Sure. Somebody could have been standing in back of him with a gun, threatening to blow his head off. He might have had a date to go to a wedding and needed some tip money. What can you add?
You're getting mad, Dollar. Go find your answers someplace else.
You don't care if he's ever located, do you?
Dollar, let me tell you something. My son means that to me. No more. He's never had brains enough or energy enough to do anything by himself. I do everything. Always have. The only reason I want him back is to effect the merger with Little and Tennyson. You knew that right away.
I suppose so. I just wanted to hear it said to believe it.
Well, now you've heard me say it. You know, one reason why I always run the show, Dollar. My face never looks like yours over anything.
I got out of there fast. I went downtown with a tall policeman named Jerry Engel to interview a bank teller.
I'm Sergeant Engel. This is Mr. Dollar.
Oh, yes, you phoned me. It's about Mr. Parsons.
You took care of him when he came in here last Tuesday, a week ago, is that right?
I handled the withdrawal, yes.
We'd like to see the slip on that.
Yes, I looked it up. I have it ready for you.
Have you known Mr. Parsons very long?
Well, I don't know him well, really.
Look at this picture. This man is the same who signed the withdrawal slip last Tuesday morning?
Yes, that's Mr. Parsons.
Okay, tell us what happened.
Well, he just came up to the cage and handed me the withdrawal slip, that's all.
I see. Weren't you a little surprised when he made out a withdrawal slip for $5,000? That's a lot of money.
Well, maybe I was a little surprised, but Mr. Parsons has withdrawn large sums from his personal account several times. I always assumed it was some sort of speculation where he needed cash on hand.
When he came up to the cage to you, what exactly did he say?
Oh, just good morning or something like that, and then will you please take care of this?
Didn't he stipulate how he wanted the money?
Oh, yes, yes, he did say that. I'm sorry. He took it mostly in hundreds and fifties.
Any of these bills happen to be recorded?
No, Sergeant.
Anything else you can remember about the transaction that might help?
Sorry, nothing. Well, maybe.
Yeah?
Well, you both know the kind of business Mr. Parsons is in. I mean, well, it seems like a hurried sort of business. Always phone calls, rushing, and so on. He was always like that, it seemed to me. He'd come in here, do what he had to do, and rush out. Very brisk, you know. But that morning, he didn't seem in a hurry at all when he left. I mean, I had the distinct feeling that Mr. Parsons didn't particularly care in what direction he went.
A recheck with Mrs. Parsons and the house servants established that Parsons had not left the house with the described money bag. The police went to work on that angle, trying to find out where he had purchased it. A supplementary bulletin went out with the news about the bag. The district attorney's men were trying to find out if he was involved with another woman, and if so, who. Parsons was reported to be in Toledo, Detroit, the Virgin Islands, and Boston. All the reports were untrue.
Yeah, officer, that's him. That's the guy who was in here that night.
You sure?
Well, I'm positive that's his picture.
Was he with anybody?
No, he was all alone. He sat over there on that stool.
How long was he here?
Oh, he was here till we closed the joint.
Did you happen to see where he went from here?
No.
Now, what kind of shape was he in? Drunk?
No, he was real sober and quiet. Drank all night, but he seemed to hold himself okay.
Did you talk to him at all?
No, just took his order for drinks. He didn't seem to want to talk to anybody.
I see.
Did you happen to notice if anybody who was in here went over and talked to him?
I think a couple of people tried. You know, you get that sort of thing in a joint like this. But he didn't say much to any of them, so they just left him alone.
He just sat alone and drank?
No, he was making a phone call all the time. He was here, a long-distance call from the booth over there. He sat at the end of the bar so he could hear the phone ring.
How do you know he was making a long-distance call?
Well, he handed me a 20 once and asked me to change it to quarters for him. All the quarters I had.
About what time was this?
I don't know exactly, but it took him 2 or 3 hours anyway.
Do you know if he ever completed his call?
He poured a lot of dough into the phone. I guess he did, finally.
Did he have anything with him while he was here?
What do you mean?
Was he carrying a little black bag, maybe?
No, nothing but his overcoat.
What?
He did say something to me at that. He asked me if I knew Callicles.
Callicles?
Yes, Sergeant. He was about 3 bourbons along by then.
Mean anything?
I've heard about that before, Jerry. Callicles was a Greek. Parsons quoted him to his doctor once. Something about a man breaking through and shaking off his chains. A pretty piece of poetry.
Poet? I thought he was a bookie. Oh, excuse me.
Well, Jerry, one thing for sure.
Yeah, what?
We know he was alive that night.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patrick's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Jerry Engel started the check with the telephone company. Their records disclosed that David Parsons had placed a call from the pay booth in the bar on the night in question. It had been a person-to-person call to a Kenneth Temple in San Francisco. We tried to place a call to the same number, but there was no answer. We waited another 2 hours trying to complete the call, and the operators were still trying when we drove out to the Parsons residence once more. Mrs. Parsons gave us a cool greeting.
I certainly don't appreciate any of this. You're responsible, Mr. Dollar, for all this publicity.
We don't have to go into that, Mrs. Parsons. We need your help now.
We found out that your husband called a man named Kenneth Temple in San Francisco the night he disappeared.
Oh?
That name, Kenneth Temple, does it mean anything to you?
No, I've never heard it before.
Mr. Parsons never mentioned it to you?
Oh, I can't say for certain, but it's not familiar to me at the moment.
Have you ever been to San Francisco?
Yes.
When?
Twice. Going to and coming back from Hawaii 2 years ago.
Has Mr. Parsons ever been in San Francisco?
He was on the same trip.
This name, Temple, maybe it was someone you met while you were there.
No, I don't recall meeting anyone there at all. Sergeant.
Yes?
All this has been quite upsetting, quite nerve-wracking, really. I don't know what progress you people are making, but I do wish it would all be handled soon. Excuse me, please.
Sure. This isn't getting us very far.
I don't get it.
Hello? Who? Oh, yes, operator. Just a moment. It's for you, Sergeant.
Oh, thanks. Probably San Francisco operator. Thank you. This is Sergeant Engel. Yeah? Oh, hello, Mr. Temple. This is Sergeant Engel, Missing Persons Division, Los Angeles Police. Now, we're trying to locate a man named David Parsons. Huh? All right. He's there now. I'm going to put him on.
David? Well, let me talk to him.
Just a minute. Is that an extension?
Oh, yes. Please.
I'll get it.
Let me talk.
Hold it a minute. Mr. Parsons? I've been pretty worried about you. Yes. Yes, she's all right. She's right here.
Okay, Mrs. Parsons. Here, take it.
David?
How are you?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice, David. When are you coming home? Your father and I have been...
I read about it in the papers. Now, I want you to listen to me, Dorothy. Dad's going to ask you, so listen.
But...
Listen to me.
I'm listening, David.
Do you remember all the times that I've asked you to talk to me? The times during these years when I've wanted companionship, warmth, a home that was lived in? Each time I asked for these things, you were always too busy, too taken up with things outside my life. Do you remember all that?
Yes, David, I remember all that.
Well, this is the end of you and me.
But your father...
It's the end of father and me, too, Dorothy. You tell him that. He probably won't believe it, but you tell him the merger's all his. He'll have to get another figurehead.
He'd be so angry.
Dorothy, what I'm trying to say is his anger doesn't worry me anymore.
Well, what about me?
I never worried you.
David...
I'm going away. A long sea voyage with Temple. You don't remember him, but he was a sailor I used to talk to aboard ship when we went to Hawaii. He has a boat now. I'm shipping on it.
Well, when will you be back?
I won't be back.
David!
Now, will you put that police officer on?
Hello, Mr. Parsons.
Who is that?
My name is Johnny Dollar. I've been trying to find you for 2 weeks. I'm an insurance investigator.
Oh.
I found out quite a lot about you. I want to make sure I'm talking to the right man.
I won't answer a lot of questions.
Just one. That's not even a question. Callicles.
Oh.
Mean anything?
I don't know who you are. I didn't even get your name, but you did find out. If there were a man who had sufficient force, he would shake off and break through and escape from all this. He would trample underfoot all our formulas and spells and charms. And all our laws which are against nature. The slave would rise in rebellion and be lord over us.
So far as the police were concerned, there was nothing more to do. So far as the insurance company's concerned, we'll have to sit on a $100,000 bond and hope that David Parsons will return to his life in Los Angeles when he gets whatever it is out of his system. Expense account total, $1,100.59. Remarks? Just Mrs. Parsons, to me. She asked why he never talked about this to her. I told her he did. No one ever listened. She didn't understand that either. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Virginia Gregg, Harry Bartell, Lillian Baeff, Will Wright, Gene Bates, Carlton Young, Lawrence Dobkin, Bert Holland, Marvin Miller, and Herb Vigran. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station. For another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Was the finale of the Callicles matter, which played out in the spring of 1956. We will launch our next five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, the Longshot matter, at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had comedy actor Phil Silvers playing it straight in an offering of suspense. Well, one of his final credits was in a 1981 episode of a very popular TV comedy. He played father to his real-life daughter, Kathy Silvers. She had the recurring role of boy-crazy Jenny Piccolo, Joni's best friend. Can you name that series? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
People, it sure looks strange to me.
I've been listening to my story about a man named Ted. We're a mountaineer bird.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY77.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner, when the bird, bird, bird. The bird is the winner, when the
bird. Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code NOVELTY77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before the break, I mentioned that Phil Silver's daughter, Kathy, had the recurring role of the boy-crazy Jenny Piccolo on a 1970s, early 80s TV sitcom. Jenny was a friend of Joni Cunningham on the very popular comedy Happy Days. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but please remember to stop by the website, WinRadioWas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.